This is Laura David. She's an architect and a master planner. And what do you do in your job?
Well, I work with the infrastructure division, and in our group we have the engineers, the surveyors, the inspectors, the architects, the master planners, all the people that help to create the built environment in our parks, our wildlife areas, our natural areas, and our historic sites.
Oh, okay. What's a typical day?
Well, the good part about my job is I don't have a typical day. I have the historic group people, and a lot of times we go out and assess old buildings. Sometimes they're 100 years old, sometimes older. I might even do something like a battleship, like the Battleship Texas. We'll go out and make assessments and figure out what needs to be done to those particular structures and how much it would cost to fix them. And other days, I have, I'm in charge of about 6 special projects at the moment, and each one is very different, and each one is involved with conservation of state resources. And one of them is the World Birding Center. And your typical day is you have to get into what that project needs to be. So to get into that, I get to learn about birds. I get to go out and see birds and find out what a birder wants to do. And then we try to design those structures that make the birder happy and wants to come to our places where we'll have birds. Maybe in another one of the special projects I'm in, involved with, is the Texas River Center. And there you have to, you immerse yourself and try to figure out what is significant about this resource that we have here. And you want to be able to educate the public, not just children, but their parents, and tell them water is a system. What makes this resource so valuable? Why do we need to protect it? So I feel like I'm at that real important part where I get to try to show people why what we do is so important. We do the interpretive and the exhibits as, oh, as part of our master planning too.
We have a question from Ivan Julia. How much hours or days does it take you to build a playground?
Well, I haven't done playgrounds recently, but I did in a former lifetime, and it depends on how you want to do it. You can do small playgrounds or large playgrounds, and they have to be safe. There actually are new standards now for playgrounds to make them safe.
What's the best part of your job?
Best part of my job is that it's different. Every day is different, and I get to use every skill I have. You know, my background is I'm an architect, but I think one of the things I've learned is that you have to be able to listen, and you have to be able to deal with different people's ideas and come to some consensus that everybody agrees with.
Oh, okay. Is there a downside to this job?
I have more to do than I have hours in the day. But I work with a great bunch of people, and they're all professionals, and it really is fun. I've worked in a lot of different places, and this is one of the best. I have probably one of the best jobs in the agency.
Can you tell us what this is?
Yes, this is one of the other special projects. It's a design that's been made into a model to show our clients, and it's for Government Canyon State Natural Area, which sits on 6,000 acres of aquifer. And what we want to tell people here is open space is important to our well-being, and when you do build, this happens to be off the aquifer, we want to build lightly on the land, and we don't want to impact it. And we want to use as many recycled materials or materials that don't destroy the environment. And what you see here is all these roofs are sloping. And what happens is we're going to harvest all the water that comes off these roofs, and they'll be pumped into these cisterns where we will use the water in here not only to water the landscape but to flush the toilets. That way we don't have to pay for water that's just going down the drain, as you might say. But all the materials we're trying to find that have already been used somewhere else. The building that you see right here is going to be our exhibit building. It's not air conditioned. It's going to be screened. It's going to have ceiling fans. And you can see how it's going to be screened and open during good weather so the breezes come through. And when it's colder, we can close them up with rolling barn doors. And it's made out of oil drilling pipe that we have been that's been donated by an oil company. And some of the other materials that we are reusing are, there's a tree that's washed up at one of the parks, a big cypress tree. And we're going to have that planed. And we're going to use that under here, under all the porches. So instead of burning this piece of wood to get rid of it, we're actually going to be using this wood in this building. And we'll talk about that as part of why this building is sustainable and green.
Okay. Do you have any advice for anybody that wants to pursue to be a master planner?
Or a historic architect? Well, you've got to go to school and you've got to be curious and interested.
Okay. Now over to Julie to find out more about being a park ranger.